Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Chaotic Music Meetings on CITR 101.9 FM. Situated, as always, on the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam people. I'm here today with Penelope Parker, a.k.a. Kim Fatale.
Hello.
Hey, Penelope. I'm excited about this episode because you are, like, tangentially related to this show. I think I'm using that word correctly. In that I play your music a lot. And you've been involved in a lot of different projects here in Vancouver.
Yeah.
In a lot of different ways. So, like, you were here in the studio drumming for Princess Apparently when they played on this show.
Yeah.
You also play guitar and sing in Snorlax.
Yeah. Although we're taking a small break.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And you also play with Red Circle, who's taking a small break. Or, well...
I mean, they're trying to find another drummer, but, yeah, it was just too much for me to keep up with.
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, it's a lot playing as aggressively as you do in two bands as a drummer.
Yeah, Red Circle's really fast, too. And yeah. Like, I just have a hard time keeping up.
I'm very impressed with your drumming skills, and you are one of my favorite, like, fast drummers.
Thank you.
I think you keep up pretty well.
I try.
You also write your own stuff as Kim Fatale, which you can find on Bandcamp, and which we've also played on the show quite a bit.
Which is mostly just started from, like, doing remixes of other people's songs.
Right.
It's like... got a copy of Acid Pro in like 2002, and it's like, what can I do with this?
Right, yeah. And I've seen, like, you've got quite a few Bandcamps of your, like, your personal work. Like, you've got a Penelope Parker account.
Yeah, that one's more like sad acoustic-y songs, but then I started adding electronic stuff to that too.
Right. But it's really cool to, like, as I was doing research for this show and just sort of like looking you up online and like going through your years of experience, it's cool to see, like, how you've progressed as an artist. You can really hear it in all the work that you do. And you also, like, on the Penelope Parker account, you've got a lot of covers on that, too.
Yeah, I wanted to record stuff, and I was like, I don't have any songs that I needed to write at the time. And I was
right.
Like, oh... I could cover some of my friend's songs that I think are really cool.
Mm-hmm. I talk about covers a lot on this show. Like, I like playing covers, and I really value them. And I feel like especially when you're starting out as an artist, and you're, like, it's very hard to, like, put into words what you want to say. And a lot of people have already, like, sometimes you find that people have done it for you.
Yeah, I always have a lot more music that I do words to say.
Right.
Pretty quiet person generally.
I mean, I played a Kim Fatale song on my show with Need to Da, where we were talking about instrumental music, and you came up and we played one of your tracks. Do you find that you like what you want to say is more musical than like word based?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of times, I mean, sometimes there's words that need to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I have a lot more insist moods and like expressing that
right
through sound.
Yeah, that's, I think that's one thing that like all musicians seem to agree on, is that like if you're trying to get a feeling across, a sound works better than a word.
Yeah.
you brought in two tracks to play today, which I'm very excited about. Because they're both, like, brand new.
Yeah, I just, some new dance mixes, and also I've been working on a new original dance electronic album. I don't even know what kind of music it is, really. A lot of house influence, but also, like, Skinny Puffy, a dubstep
cool.
comes in there, and,
yeah.
Big Beat, I guess. Really like Prodigy and Crystal Method and stuff.
Right. It's gonna be interesting to, like, to listen to these tracks and hear all the influences in there, like, because you do pull from a lot of different genres and a lot of different sounds.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, yeah, some people like to box themselves in, and I'm like, I don't understand that. I just want to make whatever kind of music I feel like needs to be made.
Yeah, and you're moving in a bunch of different directions all the time. Like, you're drumming, you're singing, you're playing guitar, you're writing music, you're writing lyrics, you're recording other artists.
I think it's interesting that doing the electronic stuff and mixing, like, helped make me a better drummer, but then being a better drummer made me make electronic music better.
Oh, cool. That's amazing. Well, I want to get straight into one of these tracks, because they're long ones.
Yeah, there's two little mixes. One's just remixes, and the other one's some original stuff from my album I'm working on.
Right. Well, which one are we going to hear first?
These are the remixes.
Okay, cool. And what should I call them? The only reason I ask is because I gotta like list it online when the show comes out.
Yeah, I'll give you a list. But,
okay.
Well, the first song is by a band called Big Pig, and then there's gonna be some Britney Spears in there, and then I just kind of want people to be surprised right now.
My band Pale Red played a Britney Spears cover this week for New Year's.
What song did you do?
Oh fuck. I'm already blanking on on the name of it. It's wow 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 na na.
Toxic. There you go.
I don't know why I couldn't remember that. yeah, that was really fun. Okay, well let's get to this track. This is Chem Fatale on CITR.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Kem Fatale on Chaotic Music Meetings on CITR 101.9 FM on Musqueam territory. That was dreamy. That was bopping. I really liked that. And I liked imagining our listeners listening to that.
Hopefully dancing, maybe. Yeah, at least nodding your head a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, I couldn't help it. Penelope, thank you for being here in the studio. Can I read this quote I found?
Yeah.
This is from Penelope Parker's Facebook page. It says, I play queer music in a bunch of queer bands for queer people. I also do queer recording work for queer enjoyment and sometimes for queer money.
If I record you, you're going to be queer. I don't know. It'll just happen. I don't know. It'll gay you up.
That's good to know. I always appreciate people being really upfront about that, laying out what your priorities are. How's that going, recording queer artists?
It's going pretty good. I feel like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know, maybe I should actually, like, seek out recording work, but I don't want to record, like, shitty people, you know? I recorded shitty people once. It was awful. Yeah.
So does that help, like, kind of, like what, when you wrote this, what effect did it have?
Oh, I think that was just, like, a defensive place that I wrote that from. Mm. And just wanting to be like, okay, queer, 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 queer. No more recording shitty dudes.
Right.
They just tried to take over the recording process anyway.
Oh, really?
Because they're like, well, I've been reading some stuff about recording, and I have some ideas about how we should be doing this.
Yeah, cis men love to tell you how to do what you're doing.
Showed up with like a truck full of mattresses and like a big plexiglass wall to put around the drums and stuff. I was like, okay, but I mean, the plexiglass wall is not good. I mean, you're gonna get like sound reflections off of that. It's gonna sound bad.
It's gonna sound like a room full of mattresses.
The mattresses were for the guitar amp, it's
right?
Like, cover it up.
I mean, this should be just a general message to cis men. If you know absolutely what to do, like if you always know what to do recording-wise, just do it. And if you're going to work with other people, work with other people and do things the way they do things. Like you need to adjust to people when you work with them and meet people where they're coming from.
Yeah, I know. I was pretty choked. I thought they had a web page and they left a rather unkind post about it.
Oh, really?
No. I was like, well, because then they didn't even want me to mix it.
Really?
They were like, yeah, just give us the tracks. And they're like, well, this sounds like shit. I'm like, well, because you don't know what to do with it.
Wow. That's that's not great.
And also, they didn't pay me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is awful. Well, yeah, I can see why you would want to work with friendly queer people.
Yeah. Usually they're friendly.
Speaking of, you have been recording some amazing artists lately. You did, you recorded Kim Mortal's most recent track, right?
Yeah, I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So yeah, we had a try at recording it, and then they're still like working out lyrics and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then came in and we're like, can we record it like at midnight, basically, nice. Like 11 midnight, and then release it the next day.
Oh, cool. Wow. And that worked out.
Yeah. So I was like, probably we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And like the track that we just played was something that you made yesterday, right? Or you finished yesterday.
Yeah, the whoomp there it is part. I just did that yesterday.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you for sharing something so fresh. I think that's the freshest track I've ever played on this show.
The freshest track from the early 90s.
Yeah, I mean, that's funny because you are drawing from all these different older songs. That Big Pig track, which you told me you saw or you first heard in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, and then when I was in high school and then there was the internet, I was like, oh, I'm going to download this soundtrack for Bill and Ted, because
right.
Who doesn't want that?
Yeah.
We all know the boys and girls are doing it.
I remember that's how I found out about, like, Steve Vai, because Steve Vai was doing all the, like, guitar sounds for,
yeah.
Like, whenever they do an air guitar, it's Steve Vai playing.
Yeah.
But enough about Bill and Ted. You're also, you worked on Pudding's new album that has not been fully released yet. Pudding has released 2 tracks off of this album.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening to it for months. I'm
right.
Like, I love this album. It's one of my favorites. And then I just like checked their Bandcamp because I wanted to share it with somebody. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's not online yet.
You can only share half of it.
Well, they didn't even have the 2 up then. And then
then
I was talking to them. And I was like, I noticed that like the album's not like online.
Yeah.
It was after that they released the 2 songs.
Yeah. I love Pudding. They're one of my favorite local bands, and it's very cool.
So good.
It's very cool to hear that they're coming out with something new. I can't wait. The album, is the album called Popover, or is that just the name for the tracks right now?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, you can find it on Pudding's Bandcamp. It's on Bandcamp. It's called Popover. And we might even I might even play a song from that. But first, I have an ad I need to read, because this show doesn't get done without ads. And this week's show is brought to you by Competing Ideas. May your beliefs attain more dominance this season. Yeah, there's always an awkward pause after every one of my ads, because I don't know where to go from there.
Isn't that what we all want? More dominant beliefs?
Don't we all? So you work for Queer Joyment, and sometimes for Queer Money.
Yeah.
What's your relationship, like, what's the relationship between art and making money for you? Like, is art a moneymaker, or do you try to keep them separate?
I get money for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool that I just
when
started.
When people pay you.
I started doing this just to like record my own music, and I accidentally learned a useful skill that people pay me for now sometimes. But that's not why I do it really.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty amazing when like something that you put all your energy into and something that's like for enjoyment and for like your passion ends up helping you out with your rent.
It was like one of the reasons that I left Red Circle too. It's like I'm like I only have so much energy, and I realized I was like working on recording. Like I actually get really excited about stuff when I'm mixing things. I harass my girlfriend all the time with stuff. I'm like, oh, you gotta listen to this. Listen to that little guitar bit there.
Yeah.
Just like added this little thing. It's so cool, right? I get really excited. I'm like, oh, I think the band's really gonna like this.
Yeah. But it's tiring. It's like it's work too.
Yeah. No. Totally. I wouldn't recommend it unless you have the stamina to listen to every song at least 100 times.
Right. Yeah.
Every band I record, then the next time I see them play, I'm like, now I know all the words to the song.
Right. Yeah. No doubt. Especially like sitting with an album for months before it's even released. Like, that's such an intimate way to work with a band. And such an intimate way to get to know their music. I think I would like to play a Pudding track, if that's cool.
Yeah.
So this is a song that Pudding has been playing for quite a while. And they have a live recording of it that I think they did with Felix Fong. But it's just been recorded anew by Penelope here. And it's called Double Happiness. Pudding, I love you. I hope you also attain more dominance this year.
Pudding dominance.
Pudding dominance.
It's going to be a pudding year.
This is a song called Double Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
with pudding, with double happiness.
The mighty, mighty pudding.
The mighty. So just looking at the time, because we've got another Femme Fatale track to play, but it's 18 minutes long, so that's going to be like the rest of our show.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it. And this is like original material.
Yeah, the last one is a remix that just for the end, a little slower thing to cap it off. Mm. But yeah, it's going to be three songs from the new album that I'm working on.
Right.
That hopefully is going to be done sometime in the next couple months.
Cool.
Called Vortext.
Vortext.
Yeah.
That's a great name. I love your titles for things. Like, how did you settle on Vortext? Or can you talk about it this early?
I'm not sure how that came up, and it might have involved LSD.
Fair enough.
one of the very first tracks that I made was called Wrath of the Whopperfly.
Ooh. Man. I feel like I'm just going to have to wait to hear it. I can't wait. I definitely want to, like, help you plug your stuff before we play these tracks.
Yeah, please come and find me on Bandcamp at kemfatale.bandcamp.com. Cool. Downloads are free.
Nice.
I want you to have them.
I like your style.
And yeah, on YouTube too, and SoundCloud, but I'm not as active on it.
Right.
I forgot my password and got locked out of it for several years.
Right.
until they added the sign in with Facebook button.
I also use like Bandcamp quite a bit, and I kind of put our music up on a bunch of different sites and then just kind of forgot about it. What do you like about Bandcamp? Like, why do you use it?
It's easier to have like just download a whole album if you want it, and also SoundCloud was like limits your downloads, and then I would get errors of like my phone isn't new enough to play SoundCloud and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And
I've always just thought that Bandcamp was the easiest way to give people your music for free if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I mean they limit you with like 200 free downloads a month, I think.
Oh, but right.
Yeah. It's usually not an issue, but. The only time it was an issue was with the first Snorlax album. Like,
right. I guess I haven't really, like, that hasn't come up as a problem for me because I don't get a lot of downloads.
Yeah, they don't really want you to give away stuff for free
right.
when they're hosting it. But they're like, are you sure you're not a capitalist?
Yeah, but if it's there and it's available to give for free, then, yeah, let's use it as much as we can. Okay. Well, anything to set up this next track with, or?
The first one's a little harsher, but it mellows out.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know. Okay, this is Femme Fatale, new material. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Tell me, Lord, can you feel me? I keep my finger on the trigger cause some nigga trying to kill me. And mama raised a hellraiser. Every day getting paid, police, I'm a pager. Straight stressing, a fugitive, my occupation is under question. Wanted for investigation. And even though I'm off for death, I'ma smoke till I lose my breath, motherfuckers. Every time I see the paper, I see my picture. When the niggas getting richer, they come to get you. It's like a motherfucking trap. And they wonder why it's hard being black, dear Lord, can you feel me? Stress getting major. Mama raised a hellraiser. Stress getting major. Lord be my savior. Mama raised a hellraiser. Stress getting major. Lord be my savior. Mama raised a hellraiser. Stress getting major. Lord be my savior. Mama raised a hellraiser. Stress getting major. Lord be my savior. Mama raised a hellraiser.
Lord, can you feel me?
Stress getting major. Mama raised a hellraiser. Stress getting major. Tell me, Lord, can you feel me? Show a sign. Damn, they're running out of time. Everybody's dying. Mama raised a hellraiser. I can't figure why you let the police beat down niggas. I'm starting to think all the rich in the world are safe, while the poor babies rustin' in the early graves. God, come save the youth. Ain't nothing else to do but have faith in you. I live a life of a thug, hope you understand. Forgive me for my mistakes, I gotta play my hand. And my hand's on a 16 shot, semi-automatic, crooked cop killing clock. Tell me, Lord, can you feel me? Show a way. I'm praying, but my enemies won't go away. And everywhere I turn, I see niggas burn. Every nigga that I know's on death row. My younger homie 17, and he paid the price. Lil' young motherfucker doing triple life. Though I tell him in his letters, it's getting better. If my nigga knew the truth, he'd hit the roof. Just heard your baby's mama was smoked out. Fuck the drama, wanna break my loc out. Smoking blunts, getting drunk off that Tangeray gin. About to break my nigga out the fucking pen. Mama raised the hellraiser. Mama raised the hellraiser. Dear Lord, can you feel me? Stress getting major. Lord be my savior. Mama raised a hellraiser. Stress getting major. Lord be my savior. Mama raised a hellraiser. Stress getting major. Lord be my savior. Mama raised a hellraiser. Stress getting major.
Kim Fatale's mixes on CATR.
Yeah.
that's all we've got time for. Up next is Democracy Watch. Penelope, thank you again for being here.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
I'll keep playing your stuff.
Awesome. I'm really bad at like pushing my own stuff on people. But,
well, that's what we're here for. Okay, I'm going to leave you with some ads, and then it'll be a Democracy Watch. Have a lovely night.